Hello and welcome to episode 3 of Roar and Score, the trivia podcast where you don't need to know how to spell, just how to yell. Call out your answers and count your score on your fingers. I am the Quizzard, and I went to a trivia night at the pub last night and came second last, which is about par for the course for me. Not really living up to my Quizzard name. Surely some people cheat though. How else is anyone supposed to know the middle name of every Kardashian? This podcast is strictly no cheating though, and I'm the bloody Quizzard, so if you cheat, I'll know. We score out of 35 points, 1 point each for 20 questions in the first round, 5 points for the unbelievably ridiculously hard question, 5 points for the bonus round, and 5 for the game we'll play through the first round. This episode's game we'll play is acrostic questions. In acrostic questions, the first letter of the first few questions I ask will spell out an answer that you need to earn 5 points. So if the first word of the first question starts with a D, the next question, the first word starts with an O, and the next word starts with a G, the answer will be dog. And just to be crystal clear, we're talking about the first word of the questions that I ask, not of the answers. It's the questions. I've got a clue for you for the answer we're looking for. It is a 1998 comedy movie. So listen out for the first letter of the first few questions and see if you can spell out the answer in round one, which is starting now. Question one. What color do you get by mixing blue, yellow, and red? Brown, or if you have the fancy answer, chromatic grey. Question 2. A penny farthing is a type of what? A bicycle. It's the one with the really big front wheel. Question 3. The Australian Open's men's singles was won by which tennis player in 2024? Jannik Sinner, the first Italian to ever do that. Question 4. Eared, tawny, and snowy are all types of what? Owl. Question 5. Robin Williams played the leading role in the movie Mrs. Doubtfire. What was the first name of Mrs. Doubtfire? Euphigenia. Before I looked that up, you could have given me 4 million guesses and I never would have gotten that. Question 6. Baku is the capital city of which country? Azerbaijan. Question 7. Octopi typically have what shaped brain? They have a donut shaped brain. People sometimes tell me I have a hole in my brain too. Question 8. You would find Mount Logan in which country? Mount Logan is in Canada. Question 9. In Greek mythology, who is the goddess of love and beauty? It's Aphrodite. She actually had a magical belt she could use as a weapon. Question 10. A well-known phrase advises you not to throw the baby out with the what? Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Question 11. Anime My Hero Academia stars the character Izuku Midoriya, a superhero. What is his superhero name? Deku, a very frustrating hero to watch because every time he throws a punch, he breaks all of his bones. Question 12. The first edition of the Guinness Book of World Records was released in which year? 1955. You can actually pick up a copy for about 70 bucks, surprisingly. Question 13. Which sportswear company had the slogan, "Impossible is nothing"? Adidas. Question 14. Which breakfast cereal sold the most boxes worldwide in 2023? Cheerios. Never tried them. Question 15. As of 2023, how many countries have won a men's FIFA World Cup? 8. It's Brazil, Germany, Italy, Argentina, Uruguay, France, England, and Spain. I call that Australia will win the 2082 FIFA World Cup. Question 16. How you doin' is a popular catchphrase from which sitcom character? Not that you could tell from that impersonation, but it's Joey Tribbiani from Friends. Question 17. What is the main export of Australia? Iron ore. Question 18. Making his debut in 1992, what is the name of the video game character Mario's yellow-outfitted, big-nosed rival? It's Wario, one of the most annoying sounding characters in existence. Question 19. In the Lap of Gods, My Fairy King, and Millionaire Waltz are all lesser known songs of which popular rock band? It's Queen. Hey, they can't all be Bohemian Rhapsody. Question 20. What is the collective noun for a group of wolves? It's a pack of wolves. Okay, that's it for the first round of questions, but did you pick up the acrostic question's answer? Or did you completely forget we were playing? The clue was a 1998 comedy movie. The answer was Waterboy. 5 points to you if you got it. Coming up after this is the stupidly ridiculously hard question worth 5 points and our bonus round for the episode. And this episode, it is Guesstimator. It's a round where you don't have to know anything, you just have to be a good guesser. We're back. Just got off the phone with my mum who said she might sponsor an episode. So who knows, maybe you just heard an ad of my mum. This is what real success looks like. Anyway, it's time for the ridiculously, unbelievably hard trivia question. So, I've got a really hard question for you. If you can get it right, you get 5 points. Here it comes. What is the first line spoken in the movie adaptions of the Harry Potter series? The very first line. All right, lock in your answers. For 5 points, the first line spoken in Harry Potter was, "I should have known that you would be here, Professor McGonagall." And that was spoken by Albus Dumbledore. A whopping 5 points if you got that right. Now it's time for the bonus round of the episode. This episode's bonus game is called Guesstimator. This is one where you don't need to know the answer, you just need to be a good guess. So I'm going to give you 5 questions with a numerical answer. You just have to be within 20% either side. It's a pretty big margin, if I'm honest. You just got to be a good guesser. All right, starting the round now. How tall is Taylor Swift? She is 1.8 meters or 5'11". So if you guess between 144 centimeters and 216 centimeters, which would be weird if you didn't, you get a point. Question 2. As of 2023, what is the world record for the most stairs descended by a slinky in one continuous run? It's 30. Disappointing, right? I feel like I could beat that. But if you guess between 24 and 36, you get a point. Question 3. What is the average weight of an emperor penguin? It's 23 kilos, so if you guess between 18 and 28, get a point. Question 4. As of 2024, and in US dollars, what is the reported net worth of rapper Eminem? He's worth 250 million big ones. If you're between 2 and 300 million, a point to you. Question 5. In pounds, what was the average house price in Scotland in June 2023? It was £189,000, which just seems ridiculously cheap to me. If you guess between £151,000 and £227,000, you get the points. Alright, tally up what you got from 5 in the guesstimator round and add it to your total score. That's it for this episode. Don't forget, if you send me your name and score on Facebook or Instagram, I'll give you a shout out at the end of an episode. I've heard from lots of you again this week, and lots of them are really high scores. So you're either all really smart, or the people who scored low were just too embarrassed to message me. Anyway, I heard from Mitch, who scored 12 in the first episode, then 18.5 in the second. You're improving. Josh and his wife scored a big 22 points. Jarrah scored 9 in the first episode as well, and she specifically wanted me to point out that that's higher than Sam, her boyfriend. Christy scored 19. Well done, Mum. Jilly scored 16. Ben scored 18. Leslie, 14.5. Dave, 17.5. Donna, 11.5. Laura scored 13. Sam scored 17, which is double his last week's score. Lisa scored 8. 6 NDG at Amaru Schools scored 14 points. Linda scored 14 points. Luke scored a big 21 and scored 18 points. And hold on to your hats, Ren scored a massive 27.5 points. I know what you're thinking, and yes, I interrogated him. His story checks out. He's telling the truth. So that is a new record for the show. Final shout out is to Jazzy, who's been giving me lots of listens by listening to the same episodes over and over again to memorize all the answers and improve her score. So well done, Jazzy. Okay, don't stop sending those scores. I want to hear them every week. See you next week for another episode of Roar and Score. Bye-bye.